SRN News. I'm John Scott. President Biden facing blowback on his threat to stop sending certain weapons to Israel if it invades the city of Rafah. In an interview, Senator Lindsey Graham says the U.S. should be all in helping Israel, including arming Israeli fighters.
After Pearl Harbor, fighting the Germans and the Japanese, we decided to end the war by the bombing Hiroshima and Nagasaki with nuclear weapons. That was the right decision. Give Israel the bombs they need to end the war they can't afford to lose and work with them to minimize casualties.
Senator Graham on NBC's Meet the Press. Meanwhile, more than two dozen House Democrats sent the White House a letter criticizing the Biden administration's withholding of weapons shipments to Israel. Also at SRNnews.com, more than 15 million people from Texas to Florida are under the threat of severe storms and the potential for more tornadoes. Forecasters say the highest risk for severe storms and twisters stretches from Texas to the Florida panhandle on this Monday. The corruption trial of Senator Bob Menendez has begun in Manhattan federal court. In an AP interview, former federal prosecutor Nima Ramini says Menendez is accused of accepting bribes to help three New Jersey businessmen.
The prosecution is going to prove at trial that Menendez had hundreds of thousands of dollars in cash and gold bars in his closet. And they're also going to present evidence of a cooperator who's going to testify that he met with Menendez and his wife, Nadine, and provided them money in exchange for influence.
Menendez has pleaded not guilty to charges including bribery, extortion, and fraud. The Dow is down 70 points, but the NASDAQ is ahead 35. This is SRN News. Black Protestants are turning away from the Democratic Party.
According to data analyzed by Eastern Illinois University professor Ryan Burge, 60% of African-American Protestants strongly support the party in 2008. Today, only 49% do. Burge says Democrats are losing black Protestants in part because the party has embraced the LGBT agenda and other causes that run contrary to black voters' religious beliefs. While some black Protestants are becoming Republicans, others are going independent. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Colorado, the latest state seeking to make itself an abortion destination. One Colorado abortion fund says it has helped hundreds of women terminate their pregnancies so far this year, many arriving from Texas, where pro-life laws are strong. The Cobalt Abortion Fund spent $6,000 to obtain abortions for 34 women in 2021. This is SRN News. A tiny, low-priced electric vehicle called the Seagull has American automakers and politicians trembling. Bob Agnew reports.
The car, launched last year by Chinese automaker BYD, sells for about $12,000 in China. But it drives well and is put together with craftsmanship that rivals U.S.-made electric vehicles that cost three times as much. Tariffs on imported Chinese vehicles probably will keep the Seagull away from America's shores for now. But the rapid emergence of low-priced EVs from China could shake up the global auto industry in ways not seen since Japanese makers arrived during the oil crises of the 1970s. Bob Agnew reporting.
Some police officers left injured after a police chase in northern New Jersey ended when at least two police cruisers crashed. The chase began in the wee hours of Monday in Bloomfield. The SUV that was being pursued not involved in the crash and fled the scene. More details at SRNnews.com.